here's a story from The World.
After yesterday's explosion in central Beirut, Lebanon's government has declared a two-week state of emergency, and today, a national day of mourning. Nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate produced the blast. The death toll is rising to at least 135 people, with several thousand more wounded. The cause of the blast appears to be negligence. Officials say they will find out who was responsible and punish them. Reporter Rebecca Collard begins our coverage from Beirut.
Yeah, Marco, I'm about 500 meters away from the port where this blast took place yesterday. And this part of the city is really in ruin. Businesses here, apartments here, walls are missing. You know, there's no glass in a lot of buildings. And actually, people here, there's volunteers that have come here from all over the country, and they're cleaning it up. They're sweeping up blasts. They're trying to remove the debris. It's still a very chaotic scene more than 24 hours after this blast yesterday.
What have you learned today about what set off the explosion?
You know, I'm 2.5 kilometers away from where the blast took place, and it was my whole building shook. Every door in my apartment was ripped off. I initially thought this must be some sort of an airstrike. Maybe it's an earthquake. So when I first saw that they were trying to say it was fireworks, I just thought this is impossible. You know, kilometers away that you would have this sort of a situation. Now the latest that we're hearing from the authorities is that there were thousands of tons of explosive chemicals being kept in the port. And I'll just tell you, from where I'm standing right now, I can see the port and I can see all these residential buildings. And a lot of people that I'm talking to are saying, how could there possibly be this many tons of an explosive chemical being kept in this port so close to residential areas, so close to a business district? But to be honest with you, Marco, there are so many questions that are still unanswered. The government says, of course, it's going to take days. I think it will take even longer to get to the bottom of what happened.
Are Lebanese people confident they're going to get some kind of justice for this unbelievable level of negligence?
Nobody I talked to today seemed to think that was the case. They don't. A few people I talked to said they want an international investigation into what happened, but nobody really seemed confident that there would be a proper investigation, that there would really be justice. And instead, what they were telling me today, especially these volunteers who had come from all over the country to help the cleanup in the capital, is that, you know, as soon as the rubble is cleaned up, they're going to be back in the streets protesting. And they don't, some of them even said, we don't want an investigation. We want the whole government to go. This is, you know, the final straw. There has been decades of negligence, of corruption, of mismanagement. And this seems to be another symptom of those years and decades like that. So I wouldn't say there's faith here from the Lebanese public that there will be a proper investigation. And what they seem to be saying instead is this is time for the Lebanese government to step down. And they're promising to be back in the streets protesting again, Marco.
You live, as you said, about 2.5 kilometers, so a little over a mile or so from the port. How far away do you have to get from the port before Beirut starts looking kind of normal, like no damage?
The place that I stayed last night, I stayed with a friend in Hamra, and she's about 4 kilometers from the port. And even there, there are shop fronts blown out. There are windows blown out. And I actually haven't so far been able to get far enough away to see a neighborhood that's not damaged. But, you know, I've heard even 10 kilometers away, people felt the blast. Even in Cyprus, they were saying that people heard it. Like, this is how big of an explosion. And if you see these videos, Marco, of this massive explosion and this mushroom that kind of comes out of it, it's not surprising that we're talking about miles and miles and miles away from the port. So many buildings are damaged.
So aside from the grief and the continuing emergency response, what's next for Lebanon?
And as I told you, a lot of people that I spoke to today that had come from all over the country to volunteer to help clean up Beirut told me what's next is protest. So we'll see in the next few days if that happens. I think that, you know, the mayor of Beirut today seemed to be saying 1 or 2 years to rebuild the city. And at this point, standing from where I'm standing, looking at these destroyed buildings, looking toward the port, which is also destroyed, I just think that sounds optimistic that it's going to be a long time to rebuild this capital city, not just because of the port being destroyed, not just because of the scale of the destruction, but because Lebanon is in such a dire economic situation even before this all started, Marco.
Reporter Rebecca Collard speaking with us from downtown Beirut. Rebecca, stay safe, and thanks very much for the latest.
You're welcome.